good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, and better late than never. Here we go with our computer glitches again. Time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, August 23rd, brought to you by River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Tell you what, make your the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination. Right at the River Mall in East Grand Forks, you can dine inside the movie and memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you're attending. That's right, you can bring your food into the movie. Some of this week's feature attractions are Blue Beetle, rated PG-13, Strays, rated R, Meg 2, The Trench, rated PG-13, and The Last Voyage of the Demeter, rated R. You know, you can find the complete showtimes and listings online at rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about Tuesday specials, $5 movies all day long. And then they got the $5.50 senior matinee specials Wednesdays and Thursdays. River Cinema, luxury recliners, expanded concessions. They serve adult beverages, family-owned and operated by the same company that runs the Graham Theater in Crookston. For their showtimes, look online at morefamilytheaters.com. Well, our weather today, areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise cloudy skies. High today, right around 84 degrees. Well, as the first Republican presidential debate draws near, many candidates are getting ready. Among them, North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum. Now, this debate is critical for all candidates, but particularly for those who are not nationally known. They aim to shape public perception. Now, according to Molly Martinez of the Gray Washington Bureau, Burgum faces a unique challenge. His low national profile means he must make significant impacts in a limited time against many competitors. Martinez is keen to understand how Burgum plans to stand out in the debate. The Republican National Committee has released the participant list for the first GOP presidential debate. Burgum is one of the 8 qualifying candidates, highlighting the importance of the event. Now, throughout the week, Martinez will share more on the developments concerning this debate. Well, a Battle Lake, Minnesota man sentenced for fleeing from law enforcement while driving under the influence. Tyler Jacob Leitch, 42, pleaded guilty to felony fleeing a police officer in a motor vehicle and gross misdemeanor second-degree driving while impaired. Now, Leitch was sentenced to 364 days of confinement in the Northwest Regional Correction Center, but will only serve 60 days. He has credit for 5 days served. He'll serve the remaining 55 beginning September 8th. Now, Leitch could end up serving the additional time if he commits any probation violations. Now, for his felony conviction, he was given a state prison sentence of 12 months in 1 day. He'll be on supervised probation for 3 years, and if he violates the conditions, he could end up serving that prison time. According to the affidavit in the case, East Grand Forks police were dispatched to a local residence on the morning of February 3rd for an unwanted individual. Officers told Leitch to leave the residence, noting he was drunk and unfit to drive. The affidavit said shortly after the police left the scene, an officer observed Leitch's vehicle exiting a parking lot and accelerating to high speeds. Pursuit of approximately 6 miles took place, ending by pit maneuver about 2.5 miles north of East Grand Forks on Highway 220. Well, Hershey has announced plans to close the original Dots pretzel factory in Belva, North Dakota. Company says due to the small size and physical limitations of the building and costs associated with the plant, it led to a hard decision to cease operations and close the facility. Now, Hershey says the plant's 27 employees will be offered the option of relocating. Those who don't relocate will be offered a severance package. The package includes a lump sum payment, subsidized health care benefits, and outplacement assistance. Hershey's purchased Dots pretzels in November of 2021. Now, Dots was originally a homemade snack that Dot Henke shared with family, friends, and neighbors during long, cold North Dakota winters. The plant closes October 27th. Well, here is your Moe's Daily Dish today at Moe's Cafe here in the Grand Cities Mall. It's the Mardi Gras Burger. Yeah, 8-ounce beef patty with Cajun seasonings, lettuce, tomato, and pickles with Remoulade mayo on a toasted brioche bun. Comes with Moe's crispy fries soon. It's only $11. Remoulade mayo. How about that? $11. Eat at your Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall today. You'll love it. Well, Aaron Rodgers and State Farm Insurance have reportedly ended one of the NFL's most famous endorsements. The players and company's 12-year relationship reached its conclusion during last season's playoffs, with Rodgers' final commercial coming in January. Now, Rodgers has been doing commercials for State Farm since 2011. Now, that's the year he won his first and only Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. Now, the spots were the quick hit, with Rodgers' championship belt celebration repurposed into the discount double check. Yeah, the slogan crossed over into NFL culture. State Farm has ridden the league's wave ever since. Per Sportico, Rodgers' deal with the company was one of the most valuable endorsement deals in the league. an estimated $3 million a year. And finally, in sports, Major League Baseball, Minnesota Twins lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-3 last night. Two teams play again at 1:10 this afternoon. Boys high school soccer yesterday, Fargo South over Central 2-1. Grand Forks Red River beat Fargo North 1-0. And for the last 2 weeks, UND's been whittling down its field of candidates for its open assistant hockey coaching position. One of the top candidates is a familiar face for those in Grand Forks. Former UND captain Dylan Simpson has emerged as a strong possibility to return to campus in a coaching role, multiple sources have confirmed. Nothing's been finalized yet. Candidates have to go through an extensive process before official offers can be made. But Simpson fits the profile of what UND was looking for, someone to coach and manage the defenseman. UND's current staff under the head coach Brad Berry includes associate head coach Dane Jackson, a forward, and assistant coach Carl Gehring, a goaltender. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you this morning by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Everything has to go fast. Nothing ever seems to slow down. Oil changes, same thing. That's why this guy right here goes to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'm usually pulling up and I'm in and out of there in about 20 minutes. They also topped off my fluids. They check my tires, my battery, my lights, my wipers, my cabin air filter. And they do tranny and coolant flushes too and tire rotations and all that stuff. Hey, you can get discounts for fleets in the military. They can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll knock 10 bucks off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and deliveries available at Grand Forks too. Hey, it's Valvoline Instant Oil Change. For a complete oil change and more, 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, Dale has control of the studio at 11 today as he's talking with Brandy and Tiny with the Grand Forks Public Library about this big event, LibraryCon, coming up. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We all know how great the Grand Cities are. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.